This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Two parties are claiming victory today following Israel's national election. With most of the votes counted from yesterday's voting, the centrist Kadima Party has a very narrow edge over the conservative Likud Party. With both sides claiming a mandate to govern, it looks like weeks of tough negotiations are ahead before there will be a coalition government. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Kadima had trailed Likud throughout the campaign, so supporters at a packed Tel Aviv hotel ballroom were exuberant last night when exit polls showed the centrist party and Tzipi Livni beating Likud. As the party's theme song played, a blue and white silhouette of Livni flashed on a giant screen with the slogan, Belivni, a morphing of Believe and her name. The Obama-esque slogan is the work of Kadima political strategist Lior Horev.
At the end of the day, hope won. She never let go. I would say she's the comeback lady of Israeli politics.
Ballots from soldiers still need to be counted, but preliminary results show Kadima getting 28 seats in parliament to Likud's 27. Traditionally, the party with the most votes and seats gets to form a new coalition, and its leader becomes prime minister. Kadima parliament member Nachman Shai called the election a win for the vital center and an endorsement of peace talks and a two-state solution with the Palestinians.
It's a great victory for Tzipi Livni and for the Kadima party, and also for the basic and the core of our ideology, which is calling for a two-state for two people and for a Jewish democratic state in a defensible borders. That's because many Israelis believe that this is the right way to go.
But at another swank hotel in Tel Aviv, conservative Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu also declared victory. He said the right-wing bloc, what he calls the national bloc, overall got more votes and seats in parliament, at least 65 seats in the 120-member body. Netanyahu said Likud should form and lead a new coalition.
The people want a change. They want to step in a new way. Our way has won, and this is the way that will lead the people.
Both Netanyahu and Livni said they want to form a broad-based national unity government. The key player in what are sure to be complex and messy political maneuverings is ultra-nationalist candidate Avigdor Lieberman, who ran on an anti-Arab platform that calls for a loyalty pledge from Israeli Arabs. His relatively new right-wing party, Israel Beitenu, or Israel Our Homeland, came in third with 14 seats. Lieberman last night said he'd prefer to join a right-wing coalition, but did not rule out any options. The Labor Party, led by Defense Minister Ehud Barak, finished in fourth place, an historic low for a founding party that dominated politics here for more than three decades. Dr. Arik Carmon, president of the Israel Democracy Institute, says the election results are a recipe for political deadlock.
This election has brought us into a stalemate, total stalemate. It's very hard to say how we can get out of this Gordian knot.
This is the fifth national election in Israel in 10 years. 34 parties were on the ballot yesterday. Dr. Carmon says the outcome underscores the urgent need to reform Israel's fractious and dysfunctional electoral system and to repair a political process marred by corruption and confusion.
To reform the system in such a way that Israel will have no more than 5 to 7 parties, we need stable government that could sustain for close to 4 years, if not full 4 years. And we need to rehabilitate the trust of the Israeli public in politics.
Now Israel's president, Shimon Peres, will soon meet with all party leaders to gauge who parliament members think has the best chance to form a stable coalition. The chosen party then has a month and a half to form a new government. One analyst here said whoever leads that effort will likely need all 45 days and then some. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.